Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. For he is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. We're now going into our 25th year of ministry. We've been on the radio for 23 years of that time. Spreading the word of God that way. We have, you know, thousands and thousands of listeners who tune in regularly on a weekly basis, and they also go over to our website at tbhm.org, stands for, or you can type in touchedbyhim.org or just tbhm for touchedbyhimministries.org, and it'll take you to our website. Blessed be his holy name. What a time to be alive. You know, the Lord himself has given us a sign. A virgin conceived, bore a son, and they called his name Emmanuel, God with us. Man, God sent his word. He healed us. What a good time that we are in, people. We are in a time. We are in the Christmas season between Thanksgiving and New Year. What a time to be into. We are in a mini jubilee. Get ready for refreshing. Christians, this isn't for the world. The world's got tumult. The enemy's still out there drumming that line, coming to kill, steal, and destroy, beating that drum, and it ain't working for you, you know. And until you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and get in on the kingdom of God, and the moment you do it, you're immediately translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you can start walking in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. What a God we serve. He's such a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. The song that we open up with there, that was from the God of Abundance CD. Now, if you go to our website at tbhm.org, you can have that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus simply by going there and going to our media page. On the media page, tbhm.org, go to the related links page, go there, and you can listen to, or you can get yourself a couple of things. One of them is that CD that we open up with. The sound, the music that we open up with is from a CD put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries called God of Abundance. It's based on the Word of God, and it ministers to you. I've been listening to that particular CD myself for decades. You can go there and order yourself a copy of it, download it, and feed your spirit, man. You know, music's a powerful tool that the enemy uses because it'll bypass your mind and start filling up your spiritual heart inside your spiritual container on the inside. And, you know, just like with a computer, garbage in, garbage out, he'll use the, Satan will use music to get past your mind, to get right into your spirit and feed you there. But the problem is that he's a liar and there's no truth in him. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he'll lead you and guide you in the lies of that, and there's no truth in him. And in that, when you believe in and act on that stuff, you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going. There is shaking going on, people. Great shaking, like never before. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So that which cannot be shaken will remain, and the shaking continues. So know that, and it's affecting all the different areas of our existence out there. Blessed be his holy name. But this time of refreshing that we're moving into right now, read Acts chapter 3 verse 19 This is out of the Amplified version. So repent. Change your inner self, your old way of thinking. Regret past sins and return to God. Seek His purpose for your life. You were created for a reason, believer. You were created for a purpose. For those of you who aren't yet in the kingdom, know that God created you for a purpose. There's this wonderful thing called at the DNA level called genetic recombination. And when you were born, even if you have an identical twin, you're not exactly identical, and you're not so identical as one would think, although on the outward appearance you might be the same. And if you've ever known identical twins or triplets or quadruplets in your life, they look alike. They may look alike, but they're not alike, because you are a unique being and God created you for a reason. And seek His purpose for your life so that your sins may be wiped away, blotted out, completely erased, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, restoring you like a cool wind on a hot day. That's Acts chapter 3, verse 19, and that's the mini jubilee I'm talking about. We're in that season right now, that Christmas season, and seek Him during this time. Seek Him to see what the new year holds for you when we move into 2025 on the world's calendar. We've been in the new year on the Hebrew calendar since the fall, and 5785 is the year. And you know, if you take all the numbers of 5, 7, 8, 5, and you add them up, it comes to 25. And then if you take 2 plus 5, it comes to 7. This is a fulfilling particular prophecy, manifestations of the kingdom of God everywhere. The prayer has been prayed so many times over the last couple thousand years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So during this time of refreshing, make room on your inside vessel. You are a vessel of the Holy Spirit, Christian. Know that. You know, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Make room for the inside, on the inside of your vessel, for the new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this refreshing that's going on right now. In earnest, just get out of His way. Let Him fill you. Pour out the old. Let the new come in. You know, we sing that song, Old Lang Syne. So we can have a fresh start with a new beginning in this new year. Not that what you've had up to this point poured into you is bad, but you have to make room. You're a new vessel. You're a vessel. Vessels have limits to what they can hold capacity-wise. And yes, out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water. Make room for that new, raised up to a new level of glory that God's taken you this year. Make room on the inside of your vessel. Pour yourself out in front of God during your prayer time, during this great time of refreshing, and let Him give you a new, fresh infilling. That's the refreshing, you know. It'll change your inner self, you know. And allow God to do that in this time. You know, I know many people, one of my good friends had texted me something where they're slowing down. They slow down at this time of year from all their busyness. It's a great time to slow down. You know, and that peace that transcends all understanding, that's God's presence there with you, that because our Father God in heaven sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever will believe on Him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the birth of Christ is a sign, you know. The Lord Himself gave us a sign. A virgin conceived, bore a son, and they called His name Emmanuel, God with us. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. So we're moving into a great time. But before I get farther into the message, let's just go over the basics here. On our homepage, you can go there, tbhm.org. At the bottom, our contact information is on the bottom left. Support us. You know, mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Write us. You know, send your prayer requests in there. Boy, I like them when people take the time to write them out and to send them into us either via postal mail or via email. And we print the emails that come out on our own paper. We lay hands on it all. And our mail files this year are the thickest that they've ever been by double. It has doubled. God's in a great move. There is a healing move of God. The balm of Gilead. There's angels pouring out the healing power of God over everywhere for all the believers, whomsoever shall believe. You know, you got an ache, you got a pain. If nothing else, take the word of God, your Bible, and lay it on the ache. Lay it on the pain, man. It'll work for you. His word is alive. It's sharper than every than any two-edged sword. It is the written word of God as you lay it on there, but it becomes the living word of God as that healing balm is poured out on you. If your back hurts, put your Bible underneath you and lay down on your on the Bible. Man, let God's word go to work for you. This healing balm that's being poured out right now, there's a great healing move of God pouring out on all flesh everywhere who's receiving this broadcast right now. And whatever it is, your health and your healing is breaking forth speedily here. Receive it. Declare it. Grab hold of it. That's how you get your healing, as you receive his healing. He is the God that healeth thee. He is Jehovah Rapha. And, you know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's no respecter of persons. Just believe on him. And what he's done for you as far as your healing. He went to the cross for you, took a beating for you, that by his stripes you were healed. He carried away as a scapegoat. He was the scapegoat. He carried away all your sickness and all your pain. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace came upon him. He was the innocent Lamb of God. We can go forward with that victory because of the price that he paid for us. A price that we didn't know we even owed, and he came and paid that price for us, so that as we put our faith in him and believe in him, we can have the life that he's promised for you. So make room on the inside of your vessel as the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in earnest gets out underway. The angels are out there pouring out that balm of Gilead, and boy, his healing power is in this broadcast for sure, and it's coming out upon you whomsoever shall believe. You know, the Lord, like I said before, you know, many, many times in the past here. Now, if you've ever listened to the broadcast on a regular basis, you know, we have there's these mountains of influence throughout our nation, throughout every nation in the world. There's government at the federal, the state, the local, and the military. There's media, main sources of information, and it's used to sway viewpoints to match its own all the time. Arts and entertainment, which includes televisions, movies, videos, video games, print publications, and books. There's the business mountain of influence necessary for all other mountains to grow. Education, which has become a tool of indoctrination to control the minds of youth going forward, to get you set going in a certain way. There's been so much unraveling that's been going on since this last election, because those who had believed in an act on, there was, you know, tens of millions of people who voted for the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris, and they were all shocked that she lost, and there's been such a strong mandate. But even the, you know, the vote counting hasn't been honest yet totally, and it will be soon. I mean, as of last week, I don't know where it stands right now, but I heard there were still 90,000 votes out in California that have yet to be counted. I mean, how wrong is that? And God's dealing with all of that. And not to escape anything, religion's being shaken. Even the Christian right now, you know, is it man-made or is it really the truth? And Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody gets to the Father except by me. And right now, there's a great shaking going on with inside the body of Christ. If you watch any of the media that is present on things like Rumble, or you can go to YouTube, you can find some truth in YouTube that isn't squelched. And there's a plumb line that's been hung down from heaven. You know, if you don't know what a plumb line is, a plumb line is as of a cord that has at one end a weight, such as a plumb bob. A plumb bob sort of looks like an old style top, wide at the top, narrow at the that narrows down to a point at the center and the bottom, and it's used especially to determine verticality, you know, right and wrong. We used to use it in construction a couple times I was around, where we did use a plumb bob because we didn't have a level at the time to square up a wall that we were setting up, and you know, worked off it there when we nailed it using a plumb bob. When we came back later and had a level to check it, it was perfectly right on. So that's God's tool. And it's directed to the center of gravity of the earth. It's a vertical line, and God's hanging a plumb line down from heaven right now. Know that, believe that, understand it, get the analogy here. And on one side of that plumb line is the God's true shepherds, and on the other side of it is God's is not God's shepherds. It's showmen out there who are just doing it for the money, the love of money. The corruption is in it, and it's not preaching the truth. And so during this whole shaking, there's a great amount of exposure going on of the corruption in religion and the fact that it's man-made and it's not the truth. And Jesus, he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through him. So it's important that you understand that and get with it. And if you want to get in on all this victory that's going on right now, because, you know, Jesus told us, the battle is mine, the victory is yours. He paid the price for you. He turns it over to you. And this is a time of great victory. And this this peace that's going on right now, this mini jubilee that's happening, is for all believers. You got to be a believer. You got to get yourself born again. So make room inside of you for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit as it gets underway in earnest, and get your own personal self out of the way. And while we're coming into this season, one of the things you should do in this time of great rest that I talked about out of Acts chapter 3 and verse 19, and this time of refreshing that we're coming into, use that time to pray and fast and see what God has in store for you, pouring yourself out to be filled anew with a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. And you know that passage in Acts chapter 3 verse 19 that I've mentioned here, you can check it out for yourself, you know, read the Amplified version of it, know that it's for you to take you to a new level of glory, and that's where he wants you to go this year. Live the victory. There's great victory coming on. We are coming into a golden age, but you can't stop just because the election's over. You can't stop and forget about all those things. You got to be involved in it all. God's calling you for a particular into a particular place for a particular reason. He said, once you receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, you know, he turns around and says unto you, all power, true power, has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Now you go into all your world and preach the gospel. The word gospel means good news, and Jesus is nothing but good news. He's come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. For all of you that are out there that's been struggling and beating yourselves up and trying to do things the world ways, and when the problem, when you believe in and act on lies, you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were going. If you're just seeking after the truth, first of all, if you're truly seeking after the first God who knows you, and his desire is that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life, the eternal life forever with God. So when you turn your life over to him and you seek him first and seek him early, he's got nothing but blessing coming your way. Just know that in this time of great rest, it is going to be happening for you. So God is for you. And when he's for you, who or what can be against you? So get yourself saved. You know, get saved. He said, come unto me. My burden is easy. My yoke is light. You know, I was the first time I went into business right out of college. We worked hard, man. We worked hard. And then when we weren't succeeding, we worked harder. We worked more time. And there's more to it than that. You got to have, you know, when you don't even know, most people don't even know that they've got an enemy out there who's come to kill, steal, and destroy. And, and those people who are in witchcraft, there's so much wickedness going on in the world still. They're releasing that movie, Wicked. Don't support the media. Christian, don't take your kids to these movies like Wicked. Come on, Twisted. That's what it is. It's witchcraft. And you know, the witches, there's no good witches. There's no white witches and black witches. They're all bad, and they're all going down, and their eyes aren't open. And they willfully turn away from it. But I pray that the spirit of witchcraft is being broken right now. And the people who are in it in blind faith, their eyes will be opened. You know, he's come that the lame should walk, the deaf shall hear, the blind shall see, you know, and the dead shall be raised. So get ready, you know, all you those who are out there who want out from under the curse to be translated into the blessing. It's real simple. Believe in your heart. that Jesus is Lord, confess him as Lord with your mouth, and then invite him into your life. Repent of your sins, which means turn away from him. Quit doing what you know that you shouldn't be doing anyway, and start living in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Wow, what a God we serve. So anyway, back on our website, touchedbyhim.org, you can get our mailing information. You can call us and leave prayer messages there, 970-314-4077. Our email address is praywithme@tbhm.org. Very few people use that, and I'm not sure why. Do have a website out there. We have our website at tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. Go there on the bottom home page. You'll find our mailing address there, so you don't have to remember anything from the broadcast. For all of you just driving down the road right now and happen to be tuned in to the radio station that you're hearing us on, welcome to the broadcast. On our website, we also have the media page. A lot of scripture's already been thrown out at you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So you can go to our media page, and there, click on the Radio Week. We'll have the Radio Week 2015. It'll be out there. And you can listen to this broadcast again over and over during the week to let it feed your spirit, man. And I encourage you to listen to it at least three times out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let all things be established. I give you the scripture so you can check this stuff out for yourself. What a move of God is underway right now. So, you know, to pick up from on the message. Anyway, you can go back out to the media page and listen to our messages there. Also, you know, if this message has been a broadcast unit and you tune into it regularly and it feeds your spiritually, then you should be supporting us financially. God will bless you and he'll reward you for it. And, you know, I'm believing for another 10,000 listeners that every month will give $5 into the ministry a month. New listeners. Now, we get supported by the people who are out there, but we have some opportunities this year like we've never had before. And, you know, so if we've ministered to you in the spiritual things, you help us in the natural things. It takes money. You know, the world, earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, all the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all his. And when you learn to trust God with your money, he's going to start measuring it back to you. Open up the windows of heaven, pour out such blessing, there's not room enough to contain it. For those of you who tithe into this ministry as your church, God will treat that prophecy, that truth spoken out of the book of Malachi, he'll do it for you. But also Jesus said, if you're tithing somewhere else, which if you're going to a church that's feeding you spiritually, you should be a tither into that church. But offerings over and above the tithe, if you send in an offering, even $5 a month, like I say, with 10,000 new believers, it'll be amazing what we can do with that extra income. God's got some things, opportunities that have opened up before us here, and I want to move into them. And by faith, I'm going that way. So we're committing to it. And if you want to be blessed in this coming year, you join us and you watch. God will measure it back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So anyway, go to the media page. This broadcast is, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime where you're listening to this broadcast over the radio. So go there and listen there. But I always have to interrupt the broadcast. Can't complete the message in 30 minutes most times. And so on the media page on our website, tbhm.org, go there, Radio Week 12-15, 2024, listen to the broadcast there, and let it feed your spirit, man, in this time that we're living into. Blessed be his holy name. And with the ways in which you can donate to us are out there. You can always mail in a check and do it that way, too. And the beauty of that is the banks don't take their cut. So if you just send in a check and then we deposit it, even though it's slower in process, you know, it's an easier way, and the banks don't make out or the credit card companies don't make out with their cut that they take from us. So anyway, here we go. You know, here we are in that season. Isaiah 9, verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah 9, verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts, Jesus himself, will perform this. Never will these two scriptures have more meaning, deep-rooted knowledge, understanding, wisdom than this year as God continues his unveiling of his mighty plan throughout the entire world that has been rolling out over the past 8 years and for all eternity for that matter. And as he told me during the Thanksgiving week, the hits will simply keep on coming. I'll tell you this, the shaking he is doing and going to continue it. The unveiling of the wickedness in this world will continue to unravel at every level in the state of Colorado and every street. I'll tell you, scrolls of judgment are coming out here, boy, and people are going to be awed. Believers everywhere will be stunned at the extent of what has been going on underground, unbeknownst to the believer, both you and me included. Shocking, because we didn't know what we didn't know, and inspiring, because in spite of our ignorance, he carried us through. Awesome, because once we begin to grasp the extent of what he has done, is doing, and will continue with, the ability to carry all of this out throughout the entire world, and at the same time will point to the only one capable of such a feat. That's the God of the Bible. Yes, the great 3-in-1, and his truth is marching on. His word boldly declares, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 26, "For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof." Oh my goodness, the evidence will continue to manifest everywhere you turn, and seen by a lost and dying world as his government continues to increase unendingly. The government's upon his shoulder, and of its increase there shall be no end. Shock and awe will rock the world system as it collapses, continues, and the lies of the enemy are further revealed. The outcry will continue, but there is no stopping the stampede. Stampede, Earl, get ready, man. What he told you, believer, in Psalm 23 is going to a whole new level, personally, that you have never dreamed of. Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me," shall follow you, believer, "all the days of your life," my life, your life, all of us, and I, believers, "and I, you, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The enemy will continue to scream and cry and lie like he always done. Nothing's changed there. The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And that's John 10:10. "And he will lie like he has always done, for he is the father of lies, and there is no truth in him." And then in John 8:44, he writes, "He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him." The devil is a liar, man. And when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. That's John 8:44. And the word will continue to scream louder and louder and louder as their wicked ways continue to be exposed, uncovered, righteously judged, and righteously punished. All the while, his kingdom, God's kingdom, continues to grow and increase everywhere. I'll tell you what, in Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, "The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts." Psalms 57:10, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills, all being stripped from the hands of the wicked and placed into the hands of the righteous." I'll tell you, Proverbs 13:22, "And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." Don't listen to the outcry coming from the world system. They are lying about what is happening. Stay the course. Their kingdom is going down while God's kingdom continues to manifest everywhere and is on the increase. Your job is simply to occupy until he comes. Don't capitulate. I love that word. Don't quit resisting, man. Don't give in. Don't go down the river with the world. Matthew 7:13, "Enter you in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go that way." Don't go that way. You know, go God's way. "Submit yourself," James 4, verse 7. "Submit yourself, therefore, to God," and not just any God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave his only begotten Son. "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Yes, judgment's falling everywhere, and it's going to start, and it's starting in the house of God. There's much tumult going on in that arena already, in media, in churches, all throughout this land and everywhere throughout the world. The wickedness is being exposed, because thus saith the Lord of hosts. He said this initially through Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Then he also said it in the book of, let's see, what the book of Hebrews, chapter 12. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while. This was when Haggai said it, and it was repeated again by the author of Hebrews in the New Testament. Yet once it's a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Ministries are going to collapse, people. Others will realign. Unknowns, ministers will be elevated. Haggai 2 and 9, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. The final outpouring of God is now just getting underway, people, as he moves his ecclesia everywhere to the position they were always meant to be at, a position glorious, reflecting his true image, one without spot or wrinkle. Blessed be his holy name. You know, this message is going to bear repeating, and you need to tune into it. I think I'm going to stop there for now. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Enjoy your Christmas season. Enjoy this time of great resting. Blessed be his holy name. God is for you, believer. Who or what can be against you? That being the case, the God of all creation. And for those of you who are on the outside looking in, go to our prayer of salvation. Go to that page and say that prayer out loud in sincerity and do what it tells you to do on that page. Contact us. Let us know. We'll help you get started with your new life and your new beginning in Christ Jesus. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Stay strong in the Lord in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, you are blessed in every area, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. and put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one Jesus and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.